Simon & Schuster Audio presents War of the Whales, a true story by Joshua Horowitz. Read by Holter Graham.
Prologue. Perhaps the War of the Whales was inevitable. Perhaps the two most successful hunters on the planet were destined to collide. Humans had dominated life on land for 150 centuries, while whales had held dominion over the world's oceans for 40 million years. Following the mass extinction of dinosaurs and enormous seafaring reptiles, the cetacean ancestors of whales and dolphins abandoned life on land and returned to the oceans that first spawned them. It proved to be a hugely successful reverse migration. Diversifying into dozens of species, whales dominated marine habitats throughout the world's waterways, hunting alone or in small family groupings, in pods of a dozen or herds a thousand strong. Whales owed their success to a weapon that set them apart from every other marine predator: biosonar, using beams of sound to hunt and navigate in the dark ocean depths. Small wonder, then, that whales ruled the oceans for tens of millions of years, until another highly social, intelligent, and adaptive terrestrial mammal dipped its toes into the water. Homo sapiens arrived at the 11th hour of animal evolution, a mere 160,000 years ago. Compared to cetaceans, humans evolved rapidly, adapting to the rigors of life on Earth through a deft combination of social cooperation, cunning, and organized aggression. 5,000 years ago, humans began stalking the largest animals on the planet, first from canoes, then under sail, and eventually aboard floating factory ships that slaughtered and processed whale populations from the South Pacific to the Arctic Ocean. As they rose to top predator on land and at sea, humans turned their technological zeal to weapons of war, spurring an arms race without end. In the 20th century, submarine weaponry evolved from primitive torpedoes to intercontinental ballistic missiles armed with nuclear warheads, like their cetacean counter.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?